is just like when we want to refer to the Achirayim of Kedusha, it's an Indian of starting, going back, trying to move ahead, that anytime you want to move ahead, you have to go back, Kein HaTaimis. That's the same concept of fasting. Shehi Iker HaChnoson Shel HaSorim Hanal, which is the main Hachno of these Shalish Sorim. Hubechinas Dveikus Achirayim HaKedusha. It's also an Indian of Dveikus Achirayim HaKedusha. Why? Rabbi Nezal says, Ki Iker Zechus HaTaimis, Einoi Elo, Kishonu Chayshvin HaShoyz, Shehizchele Sanois. The main power of a fast day, what gives it its main power is only when we figure out how many hours it is from when he started fasting. For example, Rabbi Nezal says, Lamoshel, for example, Kishemisane Shnei Yomim, when a person is praving a fast of 2 days, Hayoim Hasheni, Shehu Nechshav B'Yoser, the second day of the fast day, which is considered much greater, Einoi Machmas Atzmoi, it's not great because of itself. What makes it significant is, Elo Machmas Shanu Chayzrin Liyoim Harishon, because we're going back to the first day. The fact that this is after the first, Oz Nechshav Yoim Sheni L'Zchus Yoser, that's what makes the second day on a higher level of fasting. So we see that the whole concept of the chashivas of a fast is a concept of going back to the beginning. It's only when we figure how far you are from when you started the fast that gives the fast its whole chashivas. Rabbi Nezal says gam, or period. So we see that a fast is a concept of achirayim. Fasting is a concept of achirayim. That the whole chashivas is how far back it goes. How long ago did you start the fast? Rabbi Nezal says gam, another reason we'll show you is, Ki ikar kol hadvorim hein haschola. The main thing when it comes to anything is the beginning, how you start the item. Ki kol haschola is koshes. The Medrash says that anything that a person wants to begin in Kiddusha is very difficult. Why? Machmashe yetzei mehepech lehepech. Because a person is trying to go from one extreme to another extreme. Avo achar haschola, but once the person makes the initial breakthrough, Hu nichnas mi'at behergel, the person begins to enter into habit, where the item of Kiddusha becomes sort of his nature, ve'einoi koshel of kokach, and it becomes less difficult. Ve'chein b'chol yayim v'yayim shoheilech l'mer rochot me'haschola, and also as a person continues to proceed, to go on, to go further and further away from the beginning, kein nokel hadavar, the item becomes easier and easier because it comes more of his nature, it becomes more ingrained in his nature. Shenichnas ma'at behergel, the person begins to enter into a habit, it becomes habitual to an extent, and it becomes easier. Nimtza, so what do we see from here? Sheikar koyach ha'avodo shel kol yomim einoi elo ha'haschola, that the main koyach, the main energy source for a person's avoida throughout the days is the haschola, shono tzrichin lachzor la'achoyrai. A person has to always go back to the beginning, liyayim rishayin shehischil lahovin ulehesanos, to the first day when he began to understand, when he began to fast, shehu tchilas ha'tshuva. That's when he first began his tshuva, his haschola and tshuva, shehoyekosho lo ha'haschola. The haschola was very difficult. The inyan of strength, because Rabbi Nezal stresses that what's the main minyas? The main minyas are minyas hamoyach. And the main minyas is for a person to resolve himself that he's going to change. Once he really, really makes that resolution in his mind, to carry it out isn't that hard anymore. It's the inyan of summoning up enough gevura mentally to say, hey, I've had it. From this point on, I'm making a whole new haschola, and that first move, that's the hardest move. Once he's made that move, the rest is much easier. Sheyotze mehepech al hepech, that first move when he goes from one extreme to the other extreme. Ubechol yayim chayzer l'achayrev l'kabel koyach mehaschola. And the person every single day keeps going back to draw on the koyach of his haschola. He keeps reminding himself, hey, I decided to change. I decided to make a whole new haschola. Umachmas she'elu hasorim hanal hein smuchen l'hadibur. And because these three sorei paroi are very close to the mouth, to the dibur, ukishem isgabrim, and when they are misgaber, azay mamshichen es hadibur legolus mitzrayim, they draw the dibur into golus mitzrayim, they draw the dibur into golus. The word mitzrayim means constriction, the bechinas meitzar hagoroim. There's a term used in Hebrew which means the narrow place of the throat. The throat is a place where the mouth narrows out very much. V'chinas yichara groini. As Dovra Melech said, my throat became parched. I couldn't speak anymore. Why? Because the klipos tried to latch on to the dibur, try to take away the dibur. V'eni yochol adaber shum dibur l'fnei Hashem yisporach. And a person finds that he can't speak at all before Hashem. V'alidei hatimers, and through the act of fasting, shem mariv es atzmai, a person starves himself. Umamshich meimei hachasodim lelachleich hagoroim. The person draws the waters of chesed to moisturize his throat because there's no food going in. What is the saliva? What keeps him alive? The saliva that's going on. Mayim is always an inyan of chesed. V'oz yuchal adaber. And by drawing from these meimei hachesed, the person renews his kleach hadibur. V'ze bechinas, this is all merumas in a pasuk. The pasuk says in Chumash, "Vayhi rov ba'aretz," that there was a famine in the land. Rabbein Azal says, "Rov haynu b'chinas tainus." Famine is an inyan of fasting. Shemariv es atzmoi, the person starves himself. V'zehu dveikus achoyrei hakedusha, and this is why we refer to fasting as an inyan of dveikus of achoyrei hakedusha. Ki havaya elokim b'chinas achoyrayim mispar rov. Hashem's two main names, which are Yud Kei Vav Kei and Elokim, when you take these two names, Ba'achorayim, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and Aleph Lamed Kei Yud Mem, are the gematria of the word Ro'ov, exactly. Kishem Havaya Ba'achorayim, Behainu Yud Kei Vav Kei. Oyle Ayin Beis. That's Begimatria 72. V'shem Elokim Bachorayim. Hashem's name Elokim. When it's written Bachorayim, Kozeh, as is shown here. Aleph Lamed Kei Yud Mem. Oyle Reish is Begimatria 200. Ushnehem Yachad. These two names of Hashem, when placed together, Oylem Ro'ov, are Begimatria Ro'ov, which means fasting, starving. So we see that this inyan of a fast is an inyan of a tikkun of the achorei hakdusha. So what does the pasuk say? Vayehi rov ba'aretz vayered Avram Mitzrayma. This brought about that Avram, who is the whole symbol of chesed, went down to Mitzrayim. The meimei hachesed went into the meitzar hagoroim. Rabbein Azal says, haynu choyrodois meimei hachasodim lelachleach meitzar hagoroim. This symbolizes the waters of chesed going down to moisturize the throat. To remove the throat from the status of being a parched throat. The bechinas, as the pasuk says, that Avram Avinu went down to Mitzrayim and he was traveling in a southward direction. Rabbein Azal says, lelach leach hanegiva. The word negba means south. The word negivo also means dry, to dry your hands. So Rabbein Azal says he was traveling to perfect the negivo, the dryness, meaning to moisturize the dryness in the throat, meaning to restart the dibur, to perfect the dibur. Lehiskayim, in order to be mekayim the pasuk, kro begoroin al tachseich, cry out with your throat, don't hold back. When a person's throat is parched, he can scream to Hashem. When the throat becomes moisturized, he's given the kayach to scream to Hashem. Rabbein Azal says now, V'oz kishen izdabkin, achorei hakedusha. Then, when the achorei hakedusha are mizdabek, when the two backs of kedusha, when the achorei zerampin and the achorei nukud zerampin are merged together very tightly, what happens is, then, it becomes impossible for the klipos to get to the achorayim of the kedusha to draw from there. Why? Because there's a dveikus there. Imagine they're attached back to back. You can't get in at all to the back to be able to attack it in any way, because the back of zerampin and nukud zerampin are merged together. The klipos can't get in there. Rabbein Azal says the oz. When the backs are merged together, then what is showing? What is showing to the outside? The ponim, the fronts are showing. Rabbein Azal says, the pasuk says that when Avraham Avinu went down from Mitzrayim, the sorei paroi saw his wife, saw Sarah Imenu. Hainu she'ilu hasorim hanal royim es yefi hoid hadibur. These sorei paroi get to see the beauty of the dibur, the real power of the dibur. Vayahalalu oiso el paroi, and they praised sorei imenu to paroi. All of this was planned by Hashem, kedei lohitzi bala mitim, in order to draw out the mitzutzes of kedusha, which the klipos have already swallowed. Bechinas, as the pasuk had, we quoted the pasuk before, eis asher shoat ha'adam ba'adam l'ra'aloi, a time when a person takes power over another person to destroy the one in power, like this case. Avimelech took Sarah Imenu into his house. It seemed like he was kidnapping her. What happened? She became the master in his house. She was the one who took Nekama against him in his house. As the Pasuk says, Vayenaga Hashem es Paroi, that Hashem wreaked vengeance on Paroi. Hashem smashed Paroi, where all of his servants got sick, all the maidservants had miscarriages, they were going crazy. Bezeh, this is what the Pasuk says, Isho Yiras Hashem, Hitis Halo. That the Isha Yiras Hashem, she is praised. Praised by whom? Praised by the Goyim even. Bechinas Vayahalalu Oiso El Paroi. They praised her to Paroi. Who did they praise?
The Dibur.
So the Dibur, which is being referred to as Sora. Isha Yiras Hashem, the second letters of Isha Yiras Hashem, make up the word Sora Imeinu. She is the symbol of the Shekhinah. She is the one whom they praise. Rabbein Zal says, "Ein ze elo b'shvil tnula mipriya deha." Note the pasuk says, "Tnula mipriya deha v'halu b'shoyim maseha." That why are they praising the Malchus Kedusha? In order that tnula mipriya deha, they should give to her from the fruits of her hands. Meaning that the Klipos give up to the Malchus of Kedusha, to Sarah, any nitzutzes of kedusha that they had swallowed up from before. Hainu lahotzi nitzutzes hakedusha meibeinehem, in order to draw out nitzutzes of kedusha from among them. As Rav Moshe Zal brings on the Telachos, for example, when Esther was captured by Ahasuerus, she was taken into his house. What happened after that? The rabbin me'amei ha'oretz misyahadim kinochal tachad Mordechai aleihem. She was captured by Ahasuerus. The Malchus Kedusha, Esther, who is the symbol of the Shekhinah, was taken into the house of the Klipos. For what purpose? In order to draw out the Tzitzis of Kedusha from there. But Moshe says that's why we find that there were many Geirim. The Pasuk says, V'rabim me'amei ha'aretz nisyadim. Many Goyim at that time converted, meaning that the Kedusha was drawn out from among the Goyim. All the nitzutzes of kedusha were robbed. Any goyim who were worthy of becoming yidden were robbed from among the goyim. Rabbi Nezal says, "Kishehi mitzia kol chiyusa mibein haklipos." When she draws out all the chiyus from among the klipos, azayim mashlichen kol ha'akom eseli lehem. The goyim drop their idols. Upainim kulam leemunas Yisrael. They all turn to the faith of Bnei Israel. Likroi kulam b'shem Hashem, to all proclaim their faith in Hashem himself. V'ze ikur kishutei emuna, this is the main beautifying of the emuna. Shiyakarvu acherim le'emunasa, to bring close the others, keil acher, the sitra achra, to the emuna of Israel. As we see by Yisroi, that when was the emuna nistaki most? When Yisroi came along and said, ki ani yadati ki godu Hashem yikol alikim, that was Kedain Estalik V'Isyaker Shmo de Kutcha Brichu Eilu V'Sato. That was the greatest heightening of the Kovoid of Hashem. That's why the Pasuk says over there, if you recall, Vayechlu Vayishlu Vayechzu Eselikim. The Achilo was Bikusha there. They ate, they sat down to eat a special meal, the Pasuk says, if you recall, that when Yisrael came, they came out, they sat down to a big Suda, Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen, and all of Klal Yisrael. Why? Because that's when the mitzutzes of kedusha were being removed from the klipos, with his coming close to the kedusha. That was a time when the achila could be the kedusha to the extent where it could bring about a yichud kutcha b'richu shem down. Then, put it this way: in the simplest of terms, the way it's described in the Sifrei Kabbalah is that when we talk about, in other words, this is all, we're using physical terms to explain something else, which we can't talk about. that when we talk about a person, usually if a person were to take on an attacker, a person will always feel much safer taking on an attacker face to face. Rather, if somebody jumps you from behind, mm-hmm. you're much weaker in the back than in the front. Kaviyachu, mm-hmm. there is what's known as Kutche Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah, Hashem and the Shekhinah, which are compared, Kaviyachu, to a man and a woman. Now, this man and woman can be united in many different ways. The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, for example, when Adam HaRishon and Chava were born, they were born back to back. They were attached at the back, meaning that the yichud of Kutche Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah was called a yichud of Ochor Ba'ochor. The two backs were attached. Why does this happen? Why is it in this manner? The Sifrei Kabbalah bring, the Arizal explains that the Malchus Dikusha, when it gets afraid, when it sees that it's being attacked, it's afraid, it knows that it's very susceptible to attack, it's very weak. The only way that it can make itself less afraid of being able to take on an attacker is, in other words, when you have two people who are being surrounded by a whole gang, how do they usually fight? They stand back to back so that they have all sides covered. Nobody could jump them from behind, and they try to do the best they can. Kaviyocho Bikusha, this is the type of yichud that takes place when there is danger. When there are a lot of klipos around, then the yichud is ochor ba'ochor, which is a yichud, they are united, but yet it's not a super closeness. When is there a real closeness? When the yichud is ponim b'ponim, and kaviyochol, the man and woman are facing each other close, that's when there can be a super yichud. So whenever we talk about the term ponim b'kusha or achere b'kusha, the term ponim always means the higher level. Mm-hmm. The achere b'kusha always means the lower level. For example, man is referred to as the ponim of kedusha. Woman is referred to as achere, the back. That's why the woman is required to walk in back of the man. The singing of ocher means behind. Now this concept of achere b'kusha is called, another term for it is ribua. Another term that's used in Kabbalah to refer to Achareim is Ribuah. And we say many times that this is the whole concept of the Malchus Dikusha. The Malchus Dikusha is always referred to as a square. This is what the whole Sayyid the Arizal says when we say that a person on Shabbos is permitted, he has Dalet Amos all around him. Those Dalet Amos correspond to the four letters of Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is the Malchus Dikusha, which is the whole concept of Tzimtzum, the whole concept of Mokum, space. Space is the Malchus Dikusha, which is this Dalid, this fourth, the letter Dalid, as we mentioned in the word Yehuda, it's Yud Kei Vav Kei, and the letter Dalid, which stands for the Malchus Dikusha. Many times we've said this. One second. So this meaning of Ocher is always a meaning of a place where whenever the Klipa is, in other words, when we say, for example, we picture the spheres many times as Chochmah through Malchus, Chochmah being on top, Malchus on bottom. Another way of looking at it is, when you take this pyramid and you stand it up, Chochmah is the front, the ponim of Kedusha, Chochmah Sodom to'ir pono, the Malchus is the back of the Kedusha, and the Kliyos always try to attack from the back. This is why they try to latch onto the Malchus Kedusha. This is why we said many times that the name of Hashem that's used to refer to the Malchus very, very often is the name of Hashem Kuf Chof Vav. Because when you take the name of Hashem Aleph Dalet Nun Yud Ba'achirayim, Aleph, then Aleph Dalet, then Aleph Dalet Nun, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, it's Gematria 126, which is the word Sus. This is why David HaMelech was comparing the Gemara to a Sus, Hoya B'Sinan name to Sus, and there's much more to say about that, but for I'm saying, any more? I'm saying, for now, let's leave it at that. Any other? Any
so
more?
Here, the exactly.
That's another. Exactly. Yeah. The Malchus, the Shekhinah, the Dibur. These are all terms which are used interchangeably. Why? In other words, obviously there is some difference in the meaning, but on our low level, these terms are all pretty much synonymous. It's all talking about the Malchus going in Midein HaKlipos to draw out Kedusha. Yeah,
right.
That's why it's all told in the Dibur.
Din.
What is Aleph Dalet Nun Yud? Dino de Malchus Adino. You know, all connected. Which is Achirayim of Yukev HaKlipos, which is Rav. By the way, the Paparos, the Chachma quotes the Arizal, who says, so we see that fasting is an union of Achirayim. Backwards. That's an union of Din. What is it when a person eats? When a person eats, he fills himself up. He fills out. He gains weight. He fills out. What's the term for filling out in Hebrew? Milui. Milui means to fill out. The Arizal says when you take these same two names of Hashem, Yud-Kei Vav-Kei Elikim, and fill them out, the Milui of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, the highest Milui of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, is 72 Ayin Beis. Just like the Achorayim of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei is 72, the Milui of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, Yud, Yud Vav Dalet, Kei, Kei Yud, is 72. The Milui of Elikim is the Gematria 300, which spells the word Seiva, which means satiation. These are the two opposites, Ro'ov and Seiva. Ro'ov means starving, Seiva means very full, satisfied. One is Achirayim of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Elikim, one is the Milui of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei and Elikim. Definitely. There are only certain very high level mitzvahs which bring about a yichud of Tanim B'Tanim.
Why do you say there was no yichud after Achor?
Exactly. That's a whole separate topic. We're going to have more about these. These items are going to be discussed in later periods in the Qur'an, and Benzal is going to go much more into that. Zeranfin and Nukud Zeranfin. That's a term that's used to refer to Kutshe Berichu and the Shekhinah, meaning the spheres of Chesed through Yisai, which are six, which are the Vav of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, versus the sphere of Malchus, which is the Kei of Yud-Kei Vav-Kei, those two coming together. Another term that's used for those two, the six spheres are referred to as Zeranpin, the Malchus is referred to as the Nukva of Zeranpin, because there's Yud-Kei, which also is a Zohar in the Keva, Kaviyachon, referring to Zeranpin and its Nukva, meaning the Malchus. Understand? Okay. So we covered so far Achila de Kusha, which is totally in Shlema Slemuna, which is an union of being the Kara of Rechaikim, which is done through Tikkun HaDibur. The main thing is Tikkun HaDibur first, then the Dibur itself goes back into the Dibur, which you were Misakim. The Oisis HaDibur, which were originally in the Klipos, when you pull them out, they turn around, go back into the klipos, and pull out any other kedusha that was there besides themselves. And once the klipos are cleaned out from kedusha, then the goyim who are hooked up to the klipos, they see that it's a bag of wind. Then they crawl out from there. They begin to have the emunah of the emunah of Bnei Israel, that type of emunah. When will all of this take place in its fullest? Obviously, when Mashiach will come. That's when the dibur. This is why Rabbi Nezal says, "Minukva de pardashka, Moshe achrucha de chal Mashiachu." That the Iker Klei Zayinai Shal Mashiach is Tefillah, Tikkun HaDibur. The Iker Klei Zayinai Shal Mashiach is Tefillah, because that's the Tikkun of the Dibur, that's when all of this is going to take place. And this whole union of making a new Haschalah, that's the whole union of Mashiach. Ami Hayoni Ladaticha, who is that Pasuk said about? Mashiach. The Zohar Kodesh brings that one of the Pesukim that's said about Mashiach, the Pasuk says, Chaim Shoal Mimeko, that Mashiach asked life from Hashem, he asked for life from Hashem, No Satala, you granted it to him, ba 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 ba. I forget the rest of the pasuk. So the Zohar Kodesh says, note, these words, Chaim, Shoal, Mimekor, he begged life of you. Mashiach's whole kisufin is to live. He wants to live, he wants to make a new haschola, he wants to live fresh. The Zohar Kodesh says that the Rosh Hashanah of the words Chaim, Shoal, Mimekor make up the word Mashiach. Where is the Yud? The Yud is, the word Chaim has two Yuds in it. One yud is extra, that's the yud of the word Mashiach. In other words, that this is the whole concept of Mashiach, this whole meaning of making a new haschola constantly, this concept of fasting, which Rabbi Nezal said, you want to know what the highest fast conceivable is? An hour of Espovedus. That's 50 fasts. You put 50 fasts together, 84 days of fasting, that's 1 hour of Espovedus, because it brings about the same thing, a Tikkun HaDibur. Only one is an express train, one is a Concorde jet, and the other one is an M train, Lahavdil. That's the difference between a fast and an hour of a spotiness. That's the difference in how fast it takes effect. Okay, now Rabbi Nezal says, V'zeh Bechinas, by the way, Rabbi Nezal writes that this Torah, at the time that this Torah was said, one of Rabbi Nezal's daughter, Chaya, had a big pimple on her eye. She had an infection on her eye, where she started going blind from it. That's how serious it became. And it was just at that time that Rabbi Nezal said this Torah, and with this Torah he was mamshich a refua for her eye, as we're going to see in this coming paragraph. Rabbi Nezal says, v'zeh b'chinas, this whole concept of perfection of emunah is marumas in the Zohar Kodesh, in the way that the Zohar Kodesh speaks of the Shekhinah, which is emunah, which is Dibur, all the same. The Zohar Kodesh says that the Shekhinah is Ulimto Shapirto Deles Lo'aynin, a beautiful maiden maiden which has no eyes. Note the word deles, dalet, deles lamigarno klum, that's always the malchus, lacking eyes. Rabbi Nizal explains now, ulimto shapirto, a beautiful maiden, ze bechinas emuna. That's the concept of emuna. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Shira Shirim, yofo at rayosi. You are beautiful, my friend. The word rayosi is used about the Shechina. And where else do we see this term re'ei used? Bechinas ure'ei emuna. So we see rayosi refers to the union of emuna. And emuna is referred to as yofo, yofo at rayosi. This is the ulim to shakirta. The beautiful maiden is emuna. The less lo hainim, which doesn't have eyes, hainu elu hakushis kanal, she'ein l'ayin bohem. This refers to those questions which we mentioned at the beginning of the parah, that there are certain questions which a person is not permitted to delve into. And when a person has these questions, he simply is required to strengthen his emunah, to rely only on his emunah. The Zohar Kodesh says, Gufo timirto v'iskali. The guf of this maiden is hidden and revealed. Sometimes hidden, sometimes revealed. Kihi timira. She is hidden. If you will ask one who has faith to explain his faith to you logically, certainly he can't really explain it in a logical manner. There is no logic behind faith. The concept of faith could only exist in an item which doesn't have a logical reason for itself. So meaning that in a sense, this is hidden, it's a closed item, but yet, vigalia, it's an open item. Vafal pikein, vigalia, still, it's referred to as being open. Hainu she'etzel ha'ma'amin. However, by the one who has faith, hadovor goloi ki'ilu roya be'enov es hadovor she'ma'amin boy. This item, his faith is so clear to him as though he actually saw the item. Rabbi Nizal says, why? Machmas goyvel emunosei hashleima, because his emuna is so solid. Naftis betzafro umiskasio biyamama. The Zohar Kodesh says that this ulimto shapirta, this beautiful maiden, comes out in the morning and covers herself up during the day. Ki ho emuno mischadeshes eitzel hodom b'chol b'iker. The emuna of a person is regenerated every single morning. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Chadoshim labekorim rabo emunasecho, that with every single new morning there is an increase in emuna. A person is required to increase his emuna. Umiskasio biyamomo, and it covers itself up during the day. Machmas tirdas iskei ha'ilam miskaso emuna, because during the day is a time when business is going on. The whole world is tumbling with parnoso, with iskei ha'ilam. What happens is the emunah akdoshah goes into hiding. The shechina goes into hiding. It can't stand this stuff, because this stuff is the opposite of emunah. This whole concept of going to business, as we're going to see later in this Torah, is a whole concept of the hepech of emunah. Rabbi Nizal says, the Zohar Kodesh says, miskashetes bekishutin doloy havu. And the shechina clothes herself with ornaments which it didn't have. Ornaments which it didn't have originally, meaning, hainu ikar kishute ho'emuna. What the Zohar Kodesh is referring to here is that the main ornaments of the Shechina are kishemekavin etzla b'neyodam shoyhoyu mikurahama. When you bring close to her people who weren't close to her originally, this is what it means when she cloaks herself in ornaments which she didn't have originally. This is the whole concept of being mekariv one who was originally a rachel. And this corresponds beautifully, perfectly, with the whole concept that Rabbi Nizal said about having a spite of this at night. Rabbi Nizal said that during the day is a time when the world, the air, is tumbling from Parnosa, from the Tirdas Ha'olam, when it's very hard for a person to get close to the Shechina. Whereas nighttime, when Parnosa pretty much cools down very much, the Tirda within the air cools down, that's a time when there is his Chatshe Soimuna. Why? Because people go to sleep at night. What is sleep? Sleep is ulimta shapirta deles lamim, the closing of the eyes, the concept of histalkus hadas, a time when the emunah has an aliyah. And this is why the nighttime specifically is very much mesugal for his vitamins, for a person to pour out his heart Hashem, to attach himself to the Shekhinah, because that's a time when the Shekhinah itself is regenerating its own kayach. How? By going into the klipos and drawing out mitzvot of kedusha. How? Through the dibur, through the person's hispoidus. When a person has hispoidus at that time, that dibur is what gives the Shekhinah the koyach to go into the klipos, to draw out the kedusha from there, and to bring about this whole chain reaction. Whereby when a person eats the next morning, his achila is an achila de kedusha, the achila of pas shachris is an achila de kedusha, which could bring about the sifat kachalich shantai. Rabbi should be zaycha to follow all the advice that's given here, to perfect ourselves in Emuna and in Achila B'Kisha and in Dibur especially, and thereby we can get to see coming for Shia, and we can get to see the exactly. The whole concept of Neda and Shu is
how it's going to be.
Exactly. The whole first day of Rosh Hashanah, because we see that when the Klipos are attacking, that's a concept of Micha Goini, a concept when it pays, when the Din is Misgaber specifically against the Dibur. Where is the main place where the Klipos have Yanika? By the Dibur, the Shleisha Sorei Paroi, which try to attack the Heimoi Tzoi Sapera. And that's why Rabbi Nissan said specifically that on the Yom of Dina Kashia, on the first day of Rosh Hashanah, a person should avoid all Dibur except Dibur of Torah and Tefillah, and that way you'll protect yourself from being hurt by these demons.
What's the
issue
about three times
Burn and three times Elikim is Begimatria Gorah, which refers to these three items, the Shleisha Sorei Paroi, as they're called in the Sefer Kabbalah. Which Sar is always an image of Malchus. That's the Malchus de Klipa, which corresponds to the Kone, Veshet, Leibin. Those are all items of Din, Tzimtzum, because the throat is a narrow place. Min Hameitzar Korosiko, I cry out Hashem from my constricted place, which means the throat.
And then Leibin, you said that flap over the...
No. Leibin is, I don't know if it's arteries or veins. I don't know. No, definitely not. It's a unit of...
Your arteries, you talk about that, like the jugular vein.
I can check it in the chest room. I'm going to head to the heart. Exactly. It's all the breathing. Be careful in stilling that you sever the veins. It's veins. Yeah, arteries. I just wasn't sure which word it is. It's veins. Tiny little veins that are right in the area of the food.
A lot of them.
Remember that once you asked me a question about Reb Chaim Vital Zal, that you saw his name written differently?
Yeah.
What was it written as?
It says Caliphares and I saw some books mentioned it as Reb Chaim Vital Calabrese. At first I had a smart that maybe Vital, this time it can't be because his son's name was Rabbi Shmuel. So it couldn't be that. I never found out, but it could be like Prince Yerisa,
that's
called Rabbi Isaac Gloria Ashkenazi.
Right.
So was his name Gloria,
no.
Was it Ashkenazi?
Ashkenazi. His family name, in other words, he was known as the Ashkenazi. He's quoted in Shulchan Aruch.
But was it Gloria's family name? It could be like there's more than one family name sometimes. You know, maybe it was like a descriptive name.
Yeah.
So maybe like where he came from. You know, so my answer was asking us. So maybe Chaim Vital came to say from Calabres in Italy.
We were in the middle of Teres Samach Beis when we put them on. The place where we're up to is Ois Vav, but we'll review for 2-3 minutes what we had at the beginning, so that we'll have something to jump off. Rabbi Nezal started off talking about the topic of Achila of Bnei Israel, and Rabbi Nezal said through Achila of Bnei Israel is made a Yichud Kudshe Baruch Hu Shchintei Apin B'Apin, Ponim B'Ponim, which is the highest type of Yichud. And Rabbi Nezal proved it from a pasuk by Boyaz. Boyaz said to Rus, at the time of Achila, Gishi Haloim, come close, which is the Bechina of Ayiga Shel of Yehuda, when Yehuda came close to Yosef, that was a Yichud of Ponim B'Ponim. Rabbi Nezal says that the achila has to be with a meichel after it was nizbarer completely. A person has to be very careful not to eat anything that's not ready to be eaten. And it's interesting, the mafreshim in the back bring from the Sifrei Kabbalah that we know that when we discuss klipos, there are two types of klipos. There are the klipos which are evil, which a person isn't supposed to go near or try to be misaken, he's supposed to try to destroy them. Those are the three klipos, which are ruach sa'ara, onan gadol, esh mislakachas. And there's one klipa, the klipa of Noiga, which sometimes is Nechlal and Kedusha, sometimes it goes to Tumah. And that klipa of Noiga, whenever we talk about food that's permissible to be eaten, that food is usually bechinas noiga, which means that if you eat it b'kedusha, you elevate the neshamas. If you don't eat, if you eat it like a chazer, or a person eats the wrong way, a person eats more than he's supposed to, he's taking that food and he's spoiling it, he's destroying it. Noiga can go either way, depending on how you deal with it. Whereas those foods that are considered usur completely, macholos asuros, usually they come from those three klipos, which are usur completely, and that's why a person isn't allowed to eat those foods. If a person eats those foods, it's a pigam. We'll have more on this soon. Rabbi Nezal says that the birur of macholos is through emuna, and he brought the pasuk ure'ei emuna. Ure'ei was an in shchon eretz ure'ei emuna. Ure'ei was an in of achila through emuna. That the ikar tikkun of achila is through emuna. And Rabbi Nezal went into a whole discussion about the seichel, about a person, how it's the responsibility of every yid to elevate his seichel to the highest madrega that he possibly can. However, there are certain items that are usur. And here again, it's a question of moichin, seichel ikdusha. Within seichel ikdusha, there's a bechina of meiga. There are questions which could be answered. At the time that it's a question, it's a difficult item. It's an item of klipa, but it could be removed. There are questions which are the type which kol bo'ehol lo yishuvum. Those are the bechina of the questions that come from the other klipos where they can really do damage. A person who starts looking above what he's supposed to, b'mufla mincha al tidroish, that rachmona litzlan is a pigam, a real pigam. And Rabbi Nezal says that a person has to try to know, to be able to discern between these two. And Rabbi Nezal says that this stems from the union of the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara between a person's heart. The Yetzer Hara tries to stuff up a person's heart to make there's a lev ho'evan and a lev basa. Lev ho'evan means a heart of stone, which is kosher, hard, like a kushya, a difficult item. The satan tries to give a person questions, difficult items which he doesn't understand. The Yetzer Tov, on the other hand, is bechinas das, bechinas sechel, the one who tries to remove sfeikos, to remove questions. And Rabbi Nezal says a person has to see to it to make shalom between these two. What's the main item that makes shalom between these two? The limud of halacha, peiskim, shulchan aruch, where a person is mavarer the medama. Rabbi Nezal says that brings about a shalom. That brings about a shalom between the Yetzer Tov and Yetzer Hara. Once there's shalom, you have the power to remove the questions, as the pasuk, as it says in Pirkei Avos, v'dam ashetoshev l'apikoros, to know what to do about the apikursis within your heart. The key is shalom. The first letters of v'dam ashetoshev l'apikoros is shalom. By making shalom between two opposites, by learning psak halacha, where you come out with a final halacha out of two opposites, that's the sinyan of shalom. So we brought so far the union of achila, the union of limud of shulchan aruch, and the union of this machlekes that takes place, and the union of emuna, how the being mavara, Rabbi Nezal said that this machlekes leads to a pigam in emuna, because when a person is liboy chalok, when his heart is divided, the Yetzer Hara is pulling one way, the Yetzer Tov is pulling another way, then he lacks an emuna. If a person stands before Hashem and his davening is not with 100% kavanah, it's because there's a chalukas halev by him. His heart isn't 100% within the tefillah. It's not shifri kamayim libech. His whole heart isn't in the tefillah. Why? Because a section of his heart, the Yetzer Hara, is pulling towards something else, towards thinking about something else. Whereas when a person makes shalom between the two, then he's zeichet to emuna b'shleimus. So the ikar that we're trying to accomplish is shleimus emuna. Rabbi Nezal says, what is shleimus emuna dependent on? That's dependent on the meaning of being metarei v'chaykin. When a person is mechara v'chaykin, that's the ikar kishutim of the emuna, because the emuna is the malchus, which is the shechina. The shechina's job is to go into the klipos and draw out nitzitzos from there, which means in a physical sense, to take those who fell into tumah and to bring them back, and by bringing them back, that's what brings about the ikar shleimus emuna, through which there can be a tikkun for these shilas, for these sfeikos, through which the achira can be bigdusha, which brings about a yichud of apim biapim, a yichud of panim b'panim. And that's what we have pretty much left off. Rabbi Nezal discussed the fact that one of the items that's important in accomplishing tikkun of achira is tainus, fasting. Because Rabbi Nezal said, in order to be mekarav rechokim, the first thing you have to do is be mesakin amalchus on a lower level. What is that? By being ma'ar the nitzitzos of dibur that fell into the klipos. How do you do that? By fasting. Because dibur comes from the hei moitzoyes haper. What gives the satan the power to attack the hei moitzoyes haper? The fact that the satan is found nearby. There are the koneh veshet and veridin, which correspond to the gimel sorim of parai, the sarim ashkin, the sarif, and the sarat abochim, which are right near the mouth. And they are the three times elikim, which make up the garain, the throat, which is a place of tzimtzum, a place of din. That's why the satan could have an achiza in the klei hadibur. If a person is misak in the dibur, then he can go on to being mekarav rechokim. And Rabbeinu Zal says, how is a person masakin the Ibur? Through kindness, through fasting. Because the klipas draw from the back. Their whole power is to draw from ha'erev. Paroi is ha'erev. They draw from there. How is a person perfect them? Through the union of kindness, which is also an union of the back. Because the achirayim, the back of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei, in the back of Elohim, is bigimatria ra'ah, the union of starving, fasting. By a person doing that, he brings about the yichud of ochor ba'ochor. He starts the process, and from there, he can bring about a yichud of ponim ba'ponim. And this is where we had left off. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, u'kishor emuna kol kach bishleimos, and when the emuna is bishleimos, which means that a person has been misaking the dibur completely, and a person has also been zeicha to be mekarev those rechaikim, whom he can be mekarev, because note, when it comes to being mekarev nefashes, there's also the simyon of naiga and the three klipos. There are those who aren't roy to become miskarev, where a person, the Gemara says, that gerim inject gaiva into Kal Yisrael, that it's a very detrimental item to be mekarev people. So the question is, what is it that means we shouldn't be mekarev, or we should? The answer is there are two types. There are those types who are mekusher to the gimel klipos, which are tmeis legamri, which a person is not allowed to be mekarev. There are those goyim who are bechinas noiga, they can be pulled into the kedusha, but it takes tremendous effort. And it's about these goyim that Hashem told Avraham Avinu, I want you to know that av hamoyim goyim esaticha, I have made you the father of all the nations of the goyim. Avraham Avinu is father of the nations of the Goyim, Rachmana Letzlan, that's Klipois. The answer is Hashem told him, your job is to be Makar of Geirim. Which Geirim? The ones whom you can deal with. Hamoin, Goyim, Nesaticha, the Rosh Hashanah saw the word Noiga. Showing that which ones can you be Makarev? The ones who are in Noiga, which can go towards Kedusha, can go towards Tumah. If you work hard enough, you'll pull them into the Kedusha. Whereas the other ones, Rachmana Letzlan, it's Osir to be Makarev. Now Rabbeinu Zal says, "Ukeshu emuna kol kach b'shleimos." When the emuna does achieve shleimos, azay achilosoi hi yekorav me'oid. Then this person's achila is very, very precious. Ki nesiachid kutshebarichu eshchintei, because his achila actually brings about a yichud kutshebarichu eshchintei. Bebechinas vayoymer lo boyaz la'es ha'eichel geshi haloim. We have mentioned this before. Rabbeinu Zal says, so the emunah is b'shleimus, then the achila is perfect. The achila is fabulous. Rabbeinu Zal says, what happens then? Azai ho emunah himamletzes al horechoikim lifnei Hashem yisborach shiikare loisam b'tzeo kenofal. You know what happens? The emunah itself acts as a lawyer, goes to speak on behalf of those who are far from Hashem, that Hashem should be mekarev them, Hashem should take them under his wing. The emuna, the word emuna is malchus, which is the shechina. Kaviyachol, the shechina hakadosha comes before Hashem, before Kodesh Baruch Hu, and speaks on behalf of the rechaikim that Hashem should be mekarev the rechaikim. Rabbeinu Zal explains now ki ikur to usam shel harechaikim emunas Hashem yisborach. Let's get down. Let's analyze what makes a person far from Hashem. What causes this mistake, whereby a person should not have emuna in Hashem? Rabbeinu Zal says the main mistake of those who are far from Emun and Hashem is Machmas She'iker Yedias Eloikusoi Einoi Elo Migilui Al Hasosum. Because the main concept of knowing Hashem, how do we know Hashem? We know Hashem from that which we see, we imagine what we don't see. Migolui Al Hasosum. We see a drop on our own with our physical eyes, we can see a little bit about the greatness of Hashem. And we use that to work up an imagination to conceive how great Hashem could possibly be. So we see that the whole thing is totally on how much you can actually see. Umachmas sheroyim migoli. Because people see openly. Shahanhogas hoilom glaidei maroches hamazolos. That it seems to them that the world is being guided by the constellations. The world is being guided by Teva, by Mother Nature. People fall into mistakes, each one according to his level of mistake. There are those who think that everything is guided by nature. That the world goes along its own steady path, unchanging. There are others who make a different type of mistake where they feel that you're supposed to serve the intermediary. In other words, Hashem, it's true that there is a Hashem who's over everything, but Hashem has appointed sub-officials to rule under him, such as the sun, the moon, and therefore they feel that a person is obligated, we can't serve Hashem himself, that's too bright a light,